Welcome back. Here we are, the last weekend before Christmas. And of course, a lot of folks are in the hustle and bustle of the holiday spirits, trying to get things ready before Christmas and New Year's coming up over the next week or so. And that can probably create a little bit of stress, a little bit of friction. So I thought we'd ask a representative from Sasha Mental Health right here in Quincy, come on over and chat with us about whether or not, first of all, that's true or not. And if it is, how do we cope with it? How do we deal with it? Dr. Samantha O'Connell was kind enough to give of her time, which I'm sure is a very busy season for her, to come on over and chat with us about it. So, Doctor, thank you. Really appreciate
it. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you. Good to meet you, actually.
And, you too.
Yeah, and we hope to continue this in the future as well. Is it true? Is there such a thing as holiday stress? I mean, we hear about, you know, holiday blues or sad this time of year, you know, seasonal affective disorder, I guess.
Controversial on that one.
I know.
Yeah.
But in your line of work and your expertise, do you see more people experiencing stressful situations this time of year?
I definitely do.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned it's a stressful time, and there's a couple of kinds of stress. There's the stress that we typically think of in a more negative way, and then there's eustress, which is all of, you know, a positive move or the holidays or, you know, things that we are happy about, but yet they still, you know, can engender this sort of, you know, frenetic energy about us that it can cause. But in general, in terms of my work and the working with clients and also working with just healthy individuals, a lot of us experience more stress and even sadness around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because it's just counter what the environment and all of the Christmas carols tell us we should be feeling.
Right.
So it can definitely bring up a lot.
Yeah, have a holly jolly Christmas, you know, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
And you could say, oh gosh, I haven't decked my halls yet.
That's right. And I don't feel very jolly, you know.
Yeah. And jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Right.
Oh, what fun it is to ride. Well, I'm not going to have fun doing that because I haven't done everything else and it's just not fun anymore. And I don't have anyone to do it with or I have too many people to do it with. I mean, even just these benign lyrics can really engender a sense of all of the things we have to do or that we don't have to do.
Yeah.
Or how our lives have changed. And Christmas time and holiday time in general can really make us reflect on our lives and where we are and our hearts and our spirits. So it can bring up a lot.
Yeah. How do you kind of, you know, recognize, I suppose, that you are stressed, first of all? What are some of the things that you should be looking for in yourself?
That's a good question because people experience it in different ways.
Yeah.
You know, some things that people tend to notice, they may not attribute it to stress, but they may say, oh, God, I just can't get to sleep. My mind's racing. Or I'm waking up more frequently or waking up earlier and, you know, not being able to get back to sleep. It changes an appetite.
Mm-hmm.
So people may notice or not notice that they're overeating, especially around the holiday time. People have, you know, good or bad relationship with food. They may notice, gosh, I'm just eating more mindlessly or, I'm not really feeling hungry.
Okay.
And yet I'm supposed to be, I should be eating all, it's in my culture to accept food from other people. So you can notice just changes around some basic functions.
Okay.
And then there's just difficulties with concentrating, feeling, you know, just not your true self, more irritable.
Mm-hmm.
Those can all be signs of stress. And to some degree, we all experience it.
Right,
So the real key, I guess, would be to notice, is it causing more disruption or disturbance in my life?
Okay.
And if so, that might be where we need to give it a little more attention.
Okay. So what would be, I guess, some coping strategies, you know, for folks to try and relieve that stress, you know, and make themselves feel better? Yeah.
I was, you know, as I think about that, this is a time where you had mentioned the hustle and bustle of, you know, the holiday and the new year approaching, and often we just sort of get caught up in that. And so especially during this time, some things can be to take a moment, you know, gosh, a moment for yourself, right? But take a moment for yourself.
The guilty pleasure, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But take a moment and really acknowledge what you're feeling.
Okay.
You know, when we may walk out of our homes or apartments and see the bright, beautiful lights and hear the Christmas carols and smell all the smells.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we may have this little voice in us that says, gosh, they're all saying I should be feeling really great and I should be feeling full of energy and should be feeling happy. And whenever there's a should, it sort of tells us, well, a part of us feels that we should be. But maybe we need to understand a little bit more. And so taking a moment, really reflecting on how you actually feel, and then deciding, all right, do I need a moment to myself? Do I need to maybe say no? If this year, you know, for many of us, while the holidays can bring up some wonderful feelings and wonderful memories, mm-hmm. it can also bring up, you know, ideas about how things have changed mm-hmm. or loss.
Yep.
Holidays are a time when sometimes we're reminded of the people who we love who are no longer with us. They remind us of our families in the way that we used to do things. And that may be different.
Right.
So acknowledging and setting some expectations around, okay, things may be different, but what can we do now? What can I do for myself?
Mm-hmm.
And even the idea of, you know, I think about families and a lot of families that I've spoken with recently where the holiday time can be difficult when you expect it always to go the same way.
Yeah.
You know, my
expectations.
My teenagers, I hear people talk about stress around, you know, my teenage grandchildren, all they want to do is be on their phones and with their friends.
Right.
That's not the way it was.
Right.
Or, you know, even for adult children where many time parents are really happy, they're moving on, they're developing families of their own.
Sure, yeah.
And so one part is really happy and another part is, man, they're not able to come over as much.
Yep.
Or we have to split the holidays.
Yep, right.
So
yep.
Setting expectations and maybe being flexible and creating some new traditions
okay.
can be really helpful.
Okay, and giving yourself permission, I guess, to feel the way you feel, right?
Yes.
And telling yourself it's okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That, I think, is really important.
Yeah. How do you know when, you know, stress that you're dealing with around the holidays is dangerous or is leading to something more serious like depression? Or could it sink to depression if you don't address it? Yeah.
I think that, well, certainly could.
Okay.
You know, anything that goes, you know, first of all,
yep.
you know, feeling sad and having the blues around, you know, the holiday times is pretty normal.
Okay. All right.
You know, so a lot of it'd be interesting, you know, what statistics really show, even though there's all these shoulds about how
That's
happy
right.
you should be feeling. For better or worse, family can bring up happy times and stresses and triggers.
Because you go through both with life, right?
Absolutely.
With your family. Yeah.
All the food can bring up great feelings and, you know, depending on your relationship with food, it can
yep.
bring up other things.
Right, yeah.
All the things you have to do. So it's pretty darn normal.
Okay.
But for some of us, it takes on a different turn. It becomes a bit darker.
Yeah.
And so if you notice, again, like, that you're really having a hard time concentrating and you're not getting things done like you used to.
Okay.
Feeling really sad, even feeling like, you know, life just might not be worth it. Those are when it's moving a bit more towards something that you might need a little extra support for.
Okay.
And if that happens, again, you know, we live in a world where, unfortunately, depression and anxiety are still pretty stigmatized.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
we wouldn't expect someone's diabetes to go away around Christmas or
right.
their traumatic brain injury to suddenly feel better. And depression is a biological illness, so we don't expect it to get better just because we say it should.
Okay.
And sometimes it may even get worse.
Yeah.
So if you notice those changes, notice that some of your, you know, your sleep, your eating, concentration, you're more tired,
mm-hmm.
it just might be worth it to really, you know, give the gift of self-care to yourself
okay.
and talk about it with your doctor or seek support from a mental health professional.
Yeah. I'm thinking, too, you know, for older folks, you talked about changes in life
mm-hmm.
for folks who may find themselves, you know, alone
sure.
during the holidays just because of circumstances where,
right.
where they are at their stage in life and become kind of isolated. So
Absolutely.
I guess if you have people like that in your life, to reach out to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what I would say for some of those people, you know, depression can make you want to isolate, but you make such a great point that there are many people out there saying, well, I don't want to isolate,
right.
but where are my people?
Right, right.
You know?
Yes, yeah.
And so for those individuals who really want to connect, to continue, you know, finding those connections, finding people who want to spend time and share time. And for the rest of us who may know someone who's feeling lonely, reach out,
yeah.
you know, reach
yeah.
out. It doesn't have to be a big deal. And one interesting thing can be,
yeah.
for some of us, it's hard to actually accept the gift of attention.
Oh, interesting. Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
And so one thing that I think could be really important is to think of, for those of us who have a hard time accepting the gift,
mm-hmm.
imagine like you're going to give somebody a gift,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a thoughtful note or something you found. Imagine picking that out and being psyched. You know,
they're going to love this, right?
Love
this
it.
Is perfect.
They're
this is what they've always wanted.
And
yeah.
you can't wait. And even if it's just something you want to say to that person.
Yep.
And you go to give it to them, and they say, oh, my gosh, I didn't get you anything. Maybe there's something in my fridge I could get you. Oh, gosh, I feel so horrible. Oh, you didn't
yeah.
have to. You really didn't have to.
I'll take
to,
care
you know?
Of it later. You're all set.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
You feel sort of like, oh, wow.
Just deflated
yeah.
All your excitement.
But
yeah.
imagine the same situation, and you found mad and you're psyched. And you give it to the person and they say, Joe, you really thought of me.
Yeah.
That really touches me.
Yeah.
Thank you. You feel great.
So be gracious.
Be gracious.
Yeah.
Because not only does it help, you know, there's the whole don't deprive the gift giver of giving the gift.
Right.
But there's something to that. If you can truly accept it, you're also helping them to feel really good about that. And in the same time, allowing yourself to really let that moment sink in.
Mm.
We live in a world where there's, unfortunately, too many moments that don't feel that great in our day-to-day world. So when someone does something for you, I would encourage to really take that moment, take it in, let it really get into your heart, because it will be fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
But to really be mindful in that moment of the good moments that we have, it can really make a difference.
That is just a great, I've never heard that talked about that way before. And, you know, that's a great suggestion, and also, I think, a great coping technique, not only around the holidays, you know, but all year round, certainly, to recognize some good things that are happening to you, you know, and maybe lift yourself up at the same time,
Absolutely.
And bring them along with you.
Right.
But it can be as simple as a phone call, right? Or
it can be a smile
card.
On the street.
There you go.
Honestly, it really could be.
Yeah.
And so to be on the receiving end and take in that smile may then make you want to then give it forward.
Mm-hmm.
These are little things. They're not earth, you know, shattering things.
Right, yeah.
But if you really focus in on those moments, and not just let them pass by. It can really change actually your neurochemistry. It can change a lot of things. And as they compound on one another, you might be in a bit more control of how you feel.
Yeah. You know, for folks who are already clinically depressed and diagnosed and being treated, are there certain special conditions, circumstances that they should take during this time of year so as not to make their condition worse?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I would say that it's okay to say no.
Okay. Yeah.
It's okay to pick and choose.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between avoiding everything. You know, you stay in bed. You know, one of the symptoms of depression is feeling like you really can't get out of bed for some people. You stay in bed and then bury your pillow in your sheets and you don't have any other data that say, oh, life could be more fun.
Yeah.
And then maybe you push yourself to get out in the world and there may be something that could bring you even a little bit of meaning. But on the other hand, it's a real thing. And so allowing yourself to take some time to get the care that you need, to say no, to select who you're letting in, the people who will make you feel good, and to really take care of those basic needs. If it's all you can do, eating, sleeping, getting out for a short walk, even putting those things in a scheduling book, not to infantilize or make anyone feel like, you know, we know they know how to brush their teeth and take a walk.
Right.
It's more about giving a little oomph to actually do those things.
Yeah.
That could be really crucial to get through these holidays.
Doctor, thank you so much. It's
Absolutely.
Been very informative and educational, and I hope get some good information for folks to deal with this time of year.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Happy holidays.
You too.